So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. It's 855-839-1210. Dom's Money Melody coming up for a great prize. God knows from today's kids films or radio, it's National Youth Day. But we also did this because Josh Shapiro is just endlessly fascinating. And this is going to be a titanic struggle. I'm predicting, based upon what I know, that Stacey Garrity is going to run against him. Thank God. And he will do literally anything. He's a guy who will literally do anything. One of the most annoying things he does is to bring up his son as somebody who asked all these questions, and then we make public policy based on them. Here's Josh today from, I think this is a day or so ago. Someone sent it to me from Facebook, though. Here's Shapiro talking about what looks to be something akin to transportation curtailment with SEPTA. This is always a big deal. And I just want to throw out the broader look. SEPTA, over all the years I've done talk radio, has just been disgraceful. For whatever reason, they're bored, the nonsense they do, the boondoggles of what they've spent on. And we always hear the rest of the state are backward. They don't get that we all need SEPTA here. And Josh Shapiro is trying to encapsulate that by citing his 14-year-old son.
Had a conversation with our 14-year-old son just the other day. He's off doing something else with his family. I'm here fighting to make sure we get a state budget done that funds our mass transit. And our son Ruben asked me, what's holding everything up? And I said, you know, a big piece of what's holding it up is there are some folks who don't believe in funding our car, our buses and our trolleys and our trains and our subways. My 14-year-old looked up and just said, how are people supposed to get to work, Dad? He got it. He understood it. People instinctively understand that here in Philadelphia, and I would argue all across Pennsylvania, mass transit is critical to get people to work, to get students where they need to go, to give parents more time with their children.
All right, so here we go again. Now, what's happening with Republicans is this. They're saying, all right, we're going to have to give in on this SEPTA stuff, this boondoggle, but we want more oversight. We want to overlook these people more because they just scream mass transit. He brings up the 14-year-old son. Now, if you remember, this is the same guy, Shapiro. I think his son, he said, was 10 or 11 a few years back. That's how he had an epiphany. Shapiro did. Suddenly, he was against capital punishment because the son said, how could you do that? How could we take a life? Can't there be the good son in here? It's like the Bible. Can't the good son say, well, we can take a life because we're trying to protect people. And this is a deterrent. And that's why you allegedly, Josh, were in favor of the death penalty throughout your career, at least on paper. So here we go again with SEPTA. Ken Lawrence came on the show, the head of SEPTA, and I got to say, I thought he was pretty good. He made a number of good points. That doesn't mean, though, day to day, what SEPTA engages in and what I see is not something that is just abysmal. And we're expected to pay for this again and again. Ungodly amounts of money. Republicans are saying no, and they're going to get more oversight. But the media, because the broader thing I'm trying to make is this. I am pro-car. I've always been pro-car. I always will be pro-car. I'm so pro-car as far as being able to jump in and maneuver that I'm going through, and Henry, I think I told you, I told Dan, I've had to drive a loaner. Beautiful car. The car I let you see it is this blue that Roe. Can't we get one? It's a Bronco.
Better than black.
Shades of OJ.
Oh, you're driving a Bronco?
A Bronco, yes.
Wow. But, Philadelphia police, but, watch out.
Yeah, that's right. But parking said vehicle is not like parking my own. A, somehow or another, some cockamamie rule with the PPA, if you have dealer tags on it, they say you can't park in a press zone. A and B. I don't know if you guys have parked a vehicle like that. Suddenly going from a Focus to sitting up high and parking it is like,
don't act like you don't love it. You're going to get rid of the Focus and get an SUV.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to drive an SUV where we're...
You love driving down in the SUV. You said it yourself. No. Down to DC.
Nice parking by you, though. You got right up to the end. You set the edge. It's like football. You set the edge of the parking lot.
PO'd I was afterwards, though?
Yeah.
Because we parked in a parking garage down in D.C., and the guys left all my windows.
Right, let the new car smell out. Well, I remember
that. Not only that, but we were next to the gas cans and oil cans and cleaning supplies.
Yeah, but you don't bring that to smells. You don't try to drive that and park in this little lot that maybe has 6.5 cars if everybody scooches in 7 for 6 radio stations. You set the edge well, though, with your car today. I noticed that.
Yeah,
and I was tempted to...
You see the one up front, though? Hard.
Yeah. I was tempted to park and put it there. Then I knew I'd get a $50 ticket. So I had to park like 5 blocks away. The pull-in. That's the only pull-in I could
find.
Let's
do the math.
Yeah.
I mean, one $50 ticket to test it. But you're paying what? Like 10 bucks a day?
I'm only paying $6.24.
Really?
Yeah, for 4.5 hours.
Okay, so I guess you wouldn't... $50. It might be a gamble you're willing to take.
There's a zone. If you park above 29th here in downtown Philadelphia, much more reasonable versus what the other is.
Shh, don't tell our coworkers.
There you go. That's right. Yeah. All right. But these people like Shapiro and others, they're the enemy of the car. They want everybody in mass transit. The media does too. The car represents all that's great about America. It just gives you freedom. You don't have to think it through. Oh, what bus, what SEPTA is going to do? Now, I know if you're in the suburbs and trains and all that, they're better. Henry, you're not a mass transit guy. You're a car driver, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. Why?
I don't like relying on other people.
There you go. That's it. Exactly. That's it. It's surety. It's freedom. That car is just sitting there waiting for us to jump in. Dan, I don't know. He could go either way. Honest. I think you're a car.
Public transfer.
If I was a little more patient on the road, maybe I'd like taking the train more, but I like going.
Yeah,
like
exactly. Going yeah, exactly. And not being under the... Anything can happen with... I know a few times you've had difficulty because they don't have to produce. They're a monopoly. They're still going to get paid. They're still going to get all this money. But Josh Shapiro's 14-year-old son is called as the expert witness, and he says, oh, come on, Dad. Everybody knows that. How are people going to get to work? Once again, the Republicans are being posed as these Neanderthals. They don't get the wonders of mass transit. That's what it's about. Martina White, who was on the show yesterday, said it best. You know, they're so worried about getting kids to Lincoln High School and schools like it. Maybe they should worry more, though, once they get to the school. We don't have 900 kids in 22 trailers over at Lincoln because of illegal immigration. That was my contribution. So this is going to play out big time. I don't think Republicans are going to cave. I think they're going to fight Shapiro over it. I think Stacey Garrity will be involved. I hope she announces sooner rather than later. But I think she is running. And that is definitely a big, big win. All right, 855-839-1210, you jump on board. You know, the story that's getting buried today a lot, the stock market is paying attention, though. And this is from CNN this morning, talking about inflation. And I think everybody in the world was ready to say, wow, this is going to be bad because of the tariffs, because of any number of things. Even CNN this morning in this report, I think, admits that our push for energy, our push, all-out push for energy, is lowering things, lowering the cost of a lot of stuff. Here's a report. The big inflation number was today. What was it?
When you look at the key categories that we always look at, energy, food, and shelter, energy fell by 1.1%. That was largely driven because of gas prices falling in the month of July by 2.2%. Look at that food. I mean, this is where people spend their money, right? Food every single day. Food flat, 0%, and actually down at the grocery store by 0.1%. And then shelter, we always usually see an increase because that is what people are paying on rent, and we know that rents are rising.
All right. So again, 0% food, and the market is soaring. I don't look at the Dow, look at the S&P, sometimes the NASDAQ, but really up. They were expecting the same thing. How's this possible? I think energy is the underlying cause of this, that we are exploiting, going all out for energy, and thus food prices stable, zero. Energy, gas, things of that nature are fueling it. I mean, this is a win, win, win. I'm really surprised. I thought it would be up a tick, and that's all that we would hear. Trump, chaos, tariffs, the whole thing. All right, let's go to David. Lexington, South Carolina, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good.
I'll give you some good news. I'm not going to sing my answer, so okay. I'll spare y'all.
Oh, sing it. Sing it, though, dude.
You can sing it. That adds to it. Yeah.
No, y'all don't want that. This is an answer that not only is it okay for a parent to watch this with a child, it's almost like a requirement. I mean, I think the state should take your kids away if you don't do this with your children. Is you've got to, on Saturday mornings, get you a big bowl of cereal and watch Looney Tunes with your kids. It's just a must.
Yeah, Looney Tunes are an all-time.
I got a question for Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
So in the chat, David's one of the regulars over in the YouTube chat. He's been saying he's been having a lot of trouble with Siri because, as you can hear, David has a Southern accent. Is it true that Siri's not picking up your Southern accent, David?
You have no idea how many times I put a message in there, and I go, that's not what I said.
I'm surprised they know the South Philly accent.
Wait
there,
a minute.
Huh?
Yeah, Siri is anti the Southern accent.
Yeah, she don't like the Southern accent.
Oh, absolutely. We need a Confederate one.
All right, watch that talk here. Yeah, we're going to have a Confederate Siri. All right, by the way, just an update with Dan here in full-fledged today. Bruce Springsteen being widely supported in each concert. He actually labels it. I'm going to tell you about Trump now. John Fogerty, who's a name of pretty good renown, I've never heard anything bad about him, said he is more enraptured than ever with Springsteen because of this. Mm. You know Fogerty's work? I mean, I've never heard anything.
CCR, yeah.
Yeah, right, Bible. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, well.
All right. Yeah.
Whatever, Fogerty. I mean, if politics makes you like something more, then maybe you should.
Yeah, you know, that would be for a musician. And, yeah. That seems to be a bit out of line. All right, speaking of music, it is time right now for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
All the money gone.
All right, we're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the Akron Rubber Ducks. Yes, that's the name. At First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania, this Sunday, August 17th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com.
All right, I'll take it, Dom. Okay. Today, is that fair, Henry? Did you want me to?
You came up with it. It's all right.
Okay, go ahead.
We came up to it together. Yeah. So, Dom, today we're talking a kids show, and one of my all-time favorites. I've talked about it many times on this show. Is a story featuring a young aardvark and his family. What?
That's too much already.
No, are we asking the name of the show?
No, but all right, keep going.
Okay, and we're all familiar with a very popular theme song, Dom. So we're going to ask what popular artist provided his voice for a very popular theme song for a TV show. We don't want the TV show name. We want to know who it is singing here. Dom, take a listen. So Dom, a very famous individual singing that song, a voice that many of us recognize, a person whose voice kind of seems to come down in the family, sounds very similar to another family member of his. Who is this individual singing this song for what became one of the greatest cartoons for children of all time?
All right, hit us with that. You're off to the Reading Phillies for a great night. 855-839-1210, and you get the belt for today on Dom's Money Melody on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Show me the money.
That's absolutely right. All right, kids, National Youth Day side question. This cartoon, who is it that's performing this song?
Every day when you're walking down the street, and everybody that you meet has an original point of view. And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day.
Let's go to Ray in the Northeast. All right, Ray, you get the belt today. If you can answer, who's performing that song?
Well, before we answer that question, I will be at Mulligan's on Friday, and then afterwards I have a reservation for Hemingway's to see the other guy.
Hey!
The answer.
All right, a double header. Yeah, what are we calling people that are taking that express? We need a name for all these people that are doing that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure,
do,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how about the 1210 Express?
Okay, that 1210 Express. Yeah, that's Ernie Davis was the Express. But, yeah, that works, Ray. Well, great. Make sure you say hello.
Okay, not to worry. Also, I think you want an answer. I'm going to guess Ziggy Marley.
Yay!
All right, nicely played, Ray. I mean, the only Ziggy I know was a cartoon and that great character in The Wire. Ziggy was a top 10 character.
I remember Zig. Yeah, that guy was a moron.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you talk about bars. I mean, when you can be showing stuff in bars and they just laugh, that's pretty amazing.
Bring
bar on The Wire. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Showing stuff is a good way to put it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What a horrible character. Maisie hated that character.
He's the worst.
He is the worst.
That's why I thought he was such a good character. Just showed there's no, he's going to do something so reckless, that'll be it.
For those that are listening on our stream, that what you heard was a Ziggy Marley singing the Arthur theme song there. Ziggy Marley being the son of Bob Marley. Arthur running for 25 years on PBS, kind of going off the rails there at the end when he came to social issues. But we'll ignore that. Good run. Good run there, Arthur.
All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Pleased to say that, you know, Trump lives under a lucky star. I want to play one more time. And if you've seen it on YouTube, you know what we're talking about. YouTube.com/1210. It's the police chief is on Twitter and across social media has become the face of making the case, no matter how many David Muirs tonight put up all these weird statistics. I'm telling you, it's going down. This police chief, I think if I went out, even into Philadelphia where it's a crapshoot, and said, hey, what is chain of command? I think 7 to 8 out of 10 of people would answer efficiently and quickly what chain of command means. I don't think, I'm not going for 90, but here's, I'm sorry, Dan. Here's the chief, former equity officer for the Washington police, now the chief of police in Washington, reporter Gaggle. You're going to hear first the chief, and because it's so bad, the mayor has to jump into the ring to answer.
That's what the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it Pam Bondi speaking to the mayor, speaking to you, or how does this work?
So the executive order is clear. The president has requested MPD services, and our home rule charter outlines the process. The president designated Attorney General Bondi as his proxy to request services through me.
That's what the chain.
So, again, the police commissioner says, what does that mean? From the reporter, chain of command reference, just chain of command. It's a paramilitary organization. The mayor then steps into the microphone, sort of, and the police chief then steps aside and tries to just go on with the answer. I'm telling you, this is the type of stuff where when you're on to something here, this is all over the place saying, well, wait a minute. You know, how are we supposed to believe this police force is effective when the police chief can't even say, doesn't even know what chain of command means? It's a tell. It's a moment. They're going to produce all kinds of statistics. I think Judge Janine on this is on the right thing by, this is cut four, Henry. The absurd laws that are there, and she particularly, maybe that's a wrong one. No, it's cut 11. Pirro talking about, as U.S. attorney, what is she able to do to fight crime? And particularly, she's zeroing in on juvenile crime, which is rampant. Here's Pirro.
Here's the problem. Assuming that they're 17 years, older than 17 years old, I can get the case. If they're under 18 years of age, I can only get the case if it's murder, rob one, rape, even if they shoot a gun but don't kill you, I can't get it. So the law has to be changed. As the president said, cashless bail. That has to be changed. All right, then even assuming I get the case, I get jurisdiction, I get a conviction, the D.C. council has given the judges the ability to give probation on shootings. And so then it's up to them. All of these things, the Youth Rehabilitation Incarceration Reduction Act, and now they want to seal records. So if we work hard, we get a conviction, they want to wipe it out. So that needs all to be changed.
Okay. I wish I can get Judge Janine on. Henry, work your maggot. You had a good streak today. We got Judge Dugan on if you missed it. Judge Janine's come on before. Here's the point. A tell with these places, you know what it always is. It's bad enough with adult crime. The judge near the end in that little gaggle making the point, it's sealed. So, again, people usually don't murder someone in cold blood. They just don't go out and do that the first time around. Usually. Could happen. But when you're sealing these stuff with vicious juveniles, and look at in Philadelphia. Look at the case in Mayfair that we talk about all the time, killing that 14-year-old boy, bringing in water for the family. Look at the case of Officer Fitzgerald. We have this punk from the suburbs thinking he's playing some kind of video game. The guy from Buckingham killing Officer Fitzgerald. I mean, assassinating him, shooting him, then standing over top of him and shooting him. The punk from the suburbs is white. Officer Fitzgerald's black. And Larry Krasner still can't bring himself, I think, even for life imprisonment, let alone the death penalty. Juvenile crime, any hint of juvenile crime, that's what you have to look at. What should be done? What should be done in some of these cases is they ought to be treated like adults. You murder someone, you're getting the death penalty. Sealing up the records. Well, you know, that was just a mistake that was made when they were young. You seal those records up, and then we don't see anything, and they continue to progress, and we don't find out to the other end when the violence gets worse. This is the thing that's being unmasked in Washington. Juvenile crime is unparalleled there. It is out of control. And who knows how that plays out into the statistics that they're talking about. I'd love to see David Muir. David Muir mustn't have listened to his colleague. This is cut five. This is an ABC News anchor local in Washington, D.C. I don't know how she got away with this, breaking the script on her show, talking about how dangerous it is for her and her colleagues, what's happened at the ABC local bureau in D.C.
We've been talking so much about the numbers, and yeah, usually that's how you play devil's advocate, is you talk about, oh, well, stats say crime is down. However, I can tell you firsthand here in downtown D.C. where we work, right here around our bureau, just in the past 6 months, you know, there were two people shot, one person died, literally two blocks down here from the bureau. It was within the last 2 years that I actually was jumped walking just two blocks down from here. And then just this morning, one of my coworkers said her car was stolen a block away from the bureau. So we can talk about the numbers going down, but crime is happening every single day because we're all experiencing it firsthand while working and living down here.
Do they want to make the argument what an acceptable level of crime is? Is that the argument? What argument are they making on the other side? They seem to come back to the argument, Trump's just being an authoritarian. It's Epstein he's trying to get us to not think about. CNN, we played you yesterday, saying Epstein has gone down in social media and everything else. I'm sure it's a spasm. It might return. That's the attack. Then January 6th comes up, okay? But the bottom line is Trump is not accepting the status quo. And Judge Jeanine, I'm watching her right now on Fox, is right on top of, again, speaking on juvenile crime. You heard what she said. She can't do anything about it. They're protected until a certain age, and everything's sealed up, and you start over again. That's insane. Where's the justice for victims versus, well, this is a juvenile? Really? They're carjacking you at gunpoint. They're shooting people, raping people, roving gangs. Do we really care what their age is here when you get to that level? When you get to that, this isn't a kid stealing something in a store. This is a level of violence that is out of control. And this police chief exposed herself today by saying, what is the chain of command? Wow, famous words. What a tell. All right, coming up, we're really gearing up for Mulligan's. And as I said, we'll have all of our usuals there. But Matt Rooney coming. Also, we're going to have, we think Dawn Fantasia might be there. And also, wake up, NJ. Wake up, New Jersey. I just saw this guy on Twitter, and I think he was at the rally the other day in Seaside Heights with Scott Presler, and invited him, and he's taken off. He's a construction guy, but he's got a large following. Just wanted him to introduce himself a little bit. You'll be hearing him with us on Friday, and you can be there in person and meet all these people. It's going to be a fabulous event. Then, of course, right over the bridge, Rich over there, the guy that called in from Northeast Hemingway's. It is a twofer of twofers, and no radio station does anything like this. You know, this is at the shore, back to back, separated by just a few miles. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, that's exactly it. Kind of a confluence of factors here today. Josh Shapiro's son comment and National Youth Day. Hit us with that all-time TV show or film that involved would be a great thing for kids, even if adults watch it. My two were Home Alone and Toy Story, and I love them, but could be kids-related. All right, headed to Mulligan's, of course, this Friday, and we, you know, over the four or five times years at Mulligan's, we developed quite a cast of characters, and I'm trying to add some people that caught my attention because of all that's going on in Jersey. Bring your electric bills. Don't forget that. But Wake Up NJ is one of them. We hope to talk with him here in a moment. Just a brief introduction so when you hear him on Friday. It's Michael. We don't need a last name here, from Wake Up New Jersey. That's his Twitter handle. Michael, welcome to the Dom Giordano Show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on. How are you doing today?
Good, Michael. So I saw you a little bit at the big Unite the Right rally with Scott, our buddy, in Seaside Heights and Jack Cettarelli. And you were gracious enough, even though you're a hardworking guy, a construction guy, to tell us you're coming to Mulligan's. What's the success of Wake Up New Jersey? What's your background politically? What do you do?
Well, I'm a union construction worker, and I'm a boss at my job site. And for me, it's just trying to bring people together just on my job site and parallel to what I'm trying to do online. Once you bring more people together, you get inspire them, you give them motivation. They'll want to make a difference. When they see things change and see things happening, they'll want to do more and more. So for me, that's the success of what we're doing. It's really the people helping us out, not just us, you know, doing what we're doing here.
I saw when you posted you would be there. Exactly. You have people that are just, I mean, this is really a rising thing you got going on. How did you end up, though, with the Cettarelli thing? Are you supporting Jack?
Well, for me, of course I'm supporting Jack, but I'm supporting the people in New Jersey. The full assembly is up as well, so that's a very, very important thing to me. But I just want to make sure people are seeing an everyday person just like them that wants to make a difference and inspire them to want to do the same thing.
Yeah, well, it's rare, too. I mean, construction. So what's the hardest thing in construction, Michael? Obviously, I've not done that. I don't think my producers have. Is it cold weather or hot weather?
It's always hot weather. Cold weather stinks, but I run hot, so I wear a T-shirt during wintertime. So for me, the summertime really stinks, unfortunately.
Oh, I would have gone with the summer I could put up with, but the cold, oh, my God. That's and you're the boss on a job, so are people aware of what you're doing on Twitter?
Yes, they sometimes mock me a little bit, but they sing songs about me. But you know what? All in all, I actually have people that work with me that come up and say, thank you for what you're doing. It's actually inspiring to see them paying attention as well. So that's something that's very uplifting for me.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, it'll be a thrill to meet you. I know you had to move around your schedule and all, and be ready for Mulligan's. It is our summer White House. It is a fun time of the year. You're joining a cast of great characters and pundits because I think you really got the pulse of Jersey here, the stuff that you've been doing. So keep it up, and we'll see you on Friday. And again, where do people go to follow you on Twitter?
They can follow me on Wake Up NJ. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube as well, and Facebook. So just type in Wake Up NJ, and you'll see me there.
All right, Michael, see you around 11:45 or so on Friday.
I'll see you then. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome, Michael. All right, no last name here. We don't need that. That's fine. Just a rising guy that I've seen with this that really has taken off. And I saw him at the Presler event. Hey, by the way, I saw this story today. Then we'll take more calls. And it brought me back to Joey Vento. It's the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission. They say, and I know the guy too, he's a nice enough guy, but come on, Chad Lassiter is the head of this. They say they're considering holding hearings on the decision by the University of Pennsylvania Law School to pause scholarships that are race-based and close its Equal Opportunity Office. Chad, the head of the Pennsylvania Human Relations Committee, said this seems like a racial attack. The commission's, he earned his master's degree in social work from Penn. I'm hurt. You don't expect to see that from the University of Pennsylvania. Lassiter said people from the Penn community, greater Philadelphia area, have reached out to him asking whether there's anything that the commission can do. The commission holds public sessions to hear concerns, but has no power to penalize Penn. Since they announced that last week, it would close these things. This is part of the settlement with the Trump administration. And I happen to believe is on point. Now, my experience with them is the trial of Joey Vento, because Joey Vento put up, what was it? Was it 3 inches by 6 inches or 6 inches by 9 inches? A little sign saying you're in America. I'm paraphrasing. Speak English. Please speak English when ordering. And all hell broke loose. I was there when Joey Vento, down at his cheesesteak place, Extravaganza, would be on the phone with the BBC for an hour and a half. We went on tour and everybody knew him. That's how wild it is. It's the wildest story that I've done in talk radio. And Vento, of course, he got fined by the city of Philadelphia for wearing excess jewelry, was the fine for cooking cheesesteaks. Excess jewelry. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. We had the testimony. And at the hearing, which was held at the Quaker Center in downtown Philadelphia, 7 hour, 8 hour hearing, I think it was. When Vento came in, women presented him with roses in the crowd. They were cheering. There was a crowd of a couple hundred people cheering him. And the guy who testified from the Human Relations Commission was asked, so you think he should have translators there? And the guy said, that's right. Well, what if it's Swahili? Then you better know Swahili. Actually said this. You can look it up in the testimony. So these are a joke. They're there to try to censor people, to try to chill people. And guess what? Penn made this agreement vis-a-vis Leah Thomas and a million other things. And the Trump administration's doing that with Harvard now. We'll have that pretty soon. And no human relations commission is going to chill them in this. I'm talking about the Trump administration. That's my experience with this cockamamie courts. There was a fear that there might be some sanction against him at that point. He ended up winning 2-1. And Henry, it was so long. And these women were so tired. Imagine, this is an official hearing in a big auditorium. Mm-hmm. I want to say around 6th or 7th Street. Big place, Quaker place. They started flicking the lights off and saying, it's time to go home. The Quaker lights. I wish we had big social media then. I wish we had YouTube to see Vento called to testify. Oh, my God. Just amazing. Just amazing, some of the testimony. But you better know Swahili if you're running a cheesesteak shop. So let's see what Penn does, what the Pennsylvania Human Relations do. But the Trump administration is on to something here. I will have more on that as it continues. Coming up, we have the lightning round here. Hit us with that all-time kids TV or a film that you think. So far, the one we've been talking about is, first, I got an oyster expert. Let me do that. I'll get his side. Then we'll do the lightning.
Yeah, Jerry's fired up today, man.
Jerry's a great caller. All right. He's got some oyster advice. Now, Mike Testa, Dan, I know Henry will be there. This guy is going to down all those oysters. You've heard him talking about oysters and Cumberland County and why we have
They're
to take
so
back.
Good.
We may march out there and put signs up saying the Bay of New Jersey, we're going to be so fired up here.
You know, Don, they are also an aphrodisiac.
As if I didn't know. That's the whole bit, Dan, here with Mike. Why do you think I made such a big deal out of it? Like, you think that's a random fact?
He goes, if I didn't know, Dan.
You know, I was thinking, could we do, now it's a two out of line, God only knows with these listeners. I was saving that for Thursday with the oyster thing. All-time aphrodisiacs. Would that be troublesome? I mean, you're screening the calls.
No, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Is there enough?
Yeah, that's more of a him.
What do you mean, are there enough?
Are there enough? I don't know.
Don't you remember, what's the name? Why
Dom
am I?
Giordano's
Cosby.
Voice.
No, Cosby. That's, yeah, Cosby.
I heard your voice is an aphrodisiac.
No, Cosby always used to talk about that. There's
barbecue
testimony.
Sauce.
Yeah. Barbecue sauce. Oh, my. Poor Maisie. Poor Maisie. Poor Maisie.
No, I'm saying, didn't Cosby say barbecue sauce was an aphrodisiac?
You know, Spanish fly, I think he said.
Yeah,
that
he
was
did,
his
he
just,
did a lot worse than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Jerry and Elmer. All right, Jerry, thanks for saving me. What can you tell me? You're an oyster expert.
All right, you can eat a dozen of them, Don, maybe more. Nobody said they had to be raw. I work for the Elmer Grange Oyster Dinner. You deep fry, you bread them, you deep fry them, and you eat them, man. They are great. You can eat a bunch of them.
Cheating, Jerry. And
that's not cheating, man. That's Oyster Dinner. That's the way it is.
No, Dom needs the full booger experience.
Yeah, so, Jerry, what? Now, here's the thing. Health-wise, you know, you heard Johnny say, oh, those are cleaner, the smaller ones. That's what I should go with, right?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
But you're an oyster expert. What do you mean to say? You're throwing up your hands.
Hey,
you might get sick.
I never said I was an oyster expert. I just cooked a million of them in my lifetime. Hey, Don, the wind and you're throwing the football. Every coach in the league goes out before the game, looks at the goalposts, looks at the flags,
right,
and see if there's a wind. Wait for a day when there is a gale. Wait for the gale to be at your back, and then throw the ball. And if somebody says you're cheating, they don't know football, do they?
That's exactly right. And guess what? I have a Bridgestone ball that's aerodynamically designed. A guy gave it to me to throw 40 yards.
And Jerry, Dom is fond of the lick the finger, hold it to the wind to see which way it's blowing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I'm looking for any advantage. Absolutely.
One serious thing, Don. One serious. This is driving me nuts. The kids at night, the youth juveniles, they're working for the gangs. They're not Wally Cleaver, Beaver Cleaver out there in the middle of the night. The gangs are hiring them. They go and steal the cars for the gangs. Why doesn't anybody put two and two together? This is what's going on. These kids are bulletproof, and the gangs know it.
Yeah, they're smart.
Yeah, we know. Shoplifting juveniles, exactly right. All right, so it's Leave It to Beaver, right, for you, Jerry? You mentioned that.
Of course it is. Leave It to Beaver, Tom. Go
right.
Eat those oysters. Go eat those oysters. See ya.
Come on, Tom.
All right, you got to come out. Henry, how many oysters are you going to eat? Just taking your temperature.
I mean, if they're offered, I'll have like a dozen.
A dozen?
Yeah, why not? Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
They're just little, right, just little shots.
Oh, okay.
Maybe throw a little red wine vinegar on.
All right, yeah. I'm going with one. I'm starting with one. I've committed to one here. So
raw.
Yeah, whatever Johnny puts in for. I trust Johnny on this stuff. He's not going to. Yeah. Okay. It is fine.
Now, you know you don't chew it, right?
You chew it.
No.
No, you just gulp. Oh, you throw
just
it back.
It.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. What a tough. Why?
I just want to make sure that you're not sitting there chewing an oyster.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask Mike Testa. I'm going to say, Dan has a question for you. You'll be back here. Hey, Mike, did you know it's an aphrodisiac?
Wait, am I right in saying that, Henry? You're not supposed to chew oysters, right?
You can.
I don't. Sure, you could. It's a free country. I personally don't.
Yeah. All right, it's 855.
I think it's a bad oyster if you're sure.
855-839-1210. Jump in on the lightning round.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's exactly right. Kids film, kids TV show. Let's go to Chef Dave in Oakland. Dave, your oyster advice quickly, what would you say?
Well, if you're going to have them fried, you have to have them with arugula, goat cheese, and a citrus vinaigrette.
Ooh, that sounds
good. All right, Johnny, get busy back there.
First time eating them raw,
yeah,
use the cocktail sauce. After you get a taste, then you use the mignonette sauce, the red wine sauce they make.
All right, Dave, I hope as usual you'll be there to conduct all this and make sure I'm safe.
Listen, man, I have to take my cousin to the doctor's. I'm trying to get out of it.
Well, remember last time?
Show up.
Remember the last time there were Dan live electric wires, and Dave still moved them aside and said, "I'm going to the Dom Giordano."
Horrible
day.
Storm! The guy has downed wires and takes it upon himself rather than waiting for someone to come out, clearing himself.
Yeah, I want to see lawyers. Don't listen to any of this. Okay, Dave, what's your film?
Well, it's the Twilight Zones and the Pacific One. The old hillbilly goes hunting with his dog, coon hunting. It goes under the water. The dog's drowning, so he dives in to save it. comes out. He's walking down the road. He comes to a gate. And the guy says, you can come in, but you can't come in because no dog's allowed. And he says, is Rhett not coming? I'm not coming. So he walks down the road, and he comes to the next gate. And the guy goes, I'm glad you're here. You came to the right gate. And it was heaven.
All right, well put, Dave. I'm a big fan of the Twilight Zone. I know some think it's all just the same thing all the time.
For kids?
No. I don't think that's a kid's one necessarily.
He had a great childhood.
Yeah, that's Karen. That was
Gremlin
great
on the way.
Something.
Yeah, I'm sure my daughter will.
Karen in North Carolina. Karen, what's yours?
Yeah. Hey, Dom. Hi, Henry and Dan. My movie is Big with Tom Hanks. It's sort of modern, but it looks at the world through the eyes of both a child and an adult. And you know, he at the end of the movie, he's teaching the mysterious woman in it, Elizabeth Perkins, to lighten up and be more childlike. And then also at the end, though, he's convinced that he wants to go back and be a kid and you know, not become an adult with all the responsibilities and all
Thank
that.
Thank you, Karen, very much. Joe of Exton, is he on brand today? I think so. Joe, what's yours?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. During the weekday evenings at 6:30, Chief Halftown would show episodes of Spanky McFarlane and the Little Rascals.
All right, Joe, that is definitely...
Chief Halftown.
Yeah, Chief Halftown. I don't think he was really a Native. He was like a Native American, like, who was the wrestler? He was really from 9th and Wharton or something.
No, he was actually... Chief Halftown was indeed born on the Cattaraugus Reservation.
Okay.
25 miles south of Buffalo, New York. He was part of the Seneca Nation of New York.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay.
We're focused on the wrong guy in that sentence.
Passed away in Brigantine.
In Brigantine?
Yeah. Oh, you don't know Spanky McFadden from the Little Rascals and his little hair?
Sure, absolutely.
I knew him, maybe.
All right, I think we got enough that we got a ponder here, so let's start with Henry. Give me a couple of possible.
Yeah, I thought the two conversation starters today were Joe in Columbus with his answer of Old Yeller.
Yes.
And then I really liked Karen in North Carolina's answer there of Big. She explained this plot very nicely, and you look through it both as a kid and through an adult lens.
Okay. The Old Yeller, throughout the show, but Big is very good, too. Dan?
I like Big. I like the Old Yeller. Twilight Zone was interesting, but I think the all-time best answer is probably on the Mount Rushmore of kids' shows might be Dave in South Carolina's answer of Looney Tunes.
That was a great answer. Ooh. That would be one that we could have taken off. All right, let's go to Dave in Lexington, and we'll figure out why Siri doesn't understand his. He only has a little Southern accent. I wouldn't say he's Foghorn Leghorn Southern accent. Okay, great stuff today. Scott Jennings is going to join us tomorrow. He told the story on CNN last night, his experience in Washington, the violence, the crime. Let's see if CNN tells us, if they run what Fox is, that we have a police commissioner there, former equity commissioner, who asked, what is chain of command? What are you talking about? Reporter says, chain of command? Who's your chain of command now? The mayor has to jump into the ring. It's hard to believe, but it's the face of what the Washington, D.C. police are. Think of the police chief that we had before, Lawless. What a great name for it. The former police commissioner, or worse. All right, Rich Cioli's next. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. You got to be at Mulligan's, too, on Friday. Then with Rich at the Grand Hotel. Brought to you by Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.